trekking.
Hey, this is Tyler over at Cardiff. I tried to get transferred over there, Ron, not too long ago, but didn't seem to go through.
Let me see. Hang on.
No worries. Thank you.
Here's another truck stop trivia question from Faulkner Trucking. True or false? In 1968, the United States had about 2,000 truck stops, and today there are more than 6,000 U.S. truck stops. The answer next. Since 1988, we've worked hard to become the trusted and reliable source for your dry bulk freight transportation challenges. Our fully bonded and insured business provides innovative solutions for...
Hello, it's Ron.
Hey, Ron, it's Tyler over at Cardiff. How you been?
Hey, buddy. I've been busier than crap, my friend. You?
I'd say right about the same, man. It's been a little hectic over here lately, but good busy. How's business been over there?
Oh, about the same as what it was last time I talked to you. It's that way everywhere in the trucking business right now. It's picked up a little bit, but I don't know how long it's going to last.
Yeah, man, yeah.
I was in meeting Friday and Saturday, and a bunch of us was talking about it. Everybody's in the same boat.
Wow.
Pretty bad.
What did you guys kind of get a game plan or any strategy there for what you guys are going to be looking to do here in the near future then, or you just going to kind of try to ride it out, or?
Yeah, we're just going to play it by ear and see what the hell happens, I think, but that's what we're going to do. So far we're doing all right, but, you know, the thing with you guys, and I mean, I think you guys are great people, but I was going to, it would have wind up hurting me more to try to get money from you guys than it would anything else because it happened on how we're having to pay it back.
Yeah, no, I mean it's on the working capital. They're definitely going to be shorter terms there, so unless you can maybe turn a profit there fairly quick, it may not necessarily make sense for the business, which with what it is right now, that's 100% true. If it started bouncing back, you know, it might be a better idea then, you know, to ramp it up and get the production going, and then you could pay it off on a much safer term. But I definitely understand where you're coming from. Are you guys going to be maybe looking to sell any equipment then or anything like that, just downsizing?
No, we really can't do that because a lot of the equipment is financed, you know, when we done our refinance here three or four years ago. So.
Uh-huh.
So, we're just going to keep on doing what we're doing right now.
Okay.
For another year or so anyway, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, hey, as long as you can get through it, man, I don't see the industry going away, that's for sure, so it's just a matter of...
It's got to freaking change. It can't get a whole lot freaking worse. If this economy would ever turn around, we'd probably have a lot better off.
Yeah. Are you guys seeing a positive trend here with the closer we get to election, or is it becoming more and more rocky?
It's becoming more and more rocky.
Yeah.
Like I said, we've seen a little bit of uptick, but I don't know how long it's going to last.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what the hell is going to happen, you know, after the election. It's all according to who gets in there. I'm a Republican, so I really don't want Hillary in there, but Donald Trump scares the hell out of me a little bit.
It's the best word is, like, I like to say it's sad that our political system, that's the best
sucks.
Two candidates that we could produce. That just boggles my mind, but...
It does me too. I mean, so I don't know what's going to happen with that. It can't, like I said, it can't keep up. Like I think I told you guys, it's the worst year in 5 years anybody's seen in the trucking business.
Mm-hmm.
So, and some of these guys, like when we was in these meetings, some of these guys, well, I'm not that. I said, oh, bullshit. Quit trying to be big shot. I know better, guys.
Yeah.
You know, they give you that look. Well, yeah, it is kind of this and that. You know, quit trying to bullshit people when it don't work. So, but some of these guys are always, you know how general, you know how most people are. They're always going to try to outdo you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
They can sit there, and that's what gets a lot of them in trouble. They want to sit there and try to bullshit you, and it just don't work with a lot of people. Some people say I'm too honest to be in business, but. That's what's kept me in business, though, too.
Well, I was going to say, that's experience, if anything, because it's gotten where you are today, so that's...
I mean, these guys sit and try to bullshit all you want. I know, you know, most of us know what's going on out there, so they can't bullshit us too damn much.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, But anyway, keep me in mind and stay in touch with me, bud.
No, yeah, I'll just keep trying to touch base here once a month.
Yeah, if they come up with any kind of different plans or something, you know, something that's strung out more or something.
Well, yeah, I tried touching base with you there towards the end of last month early. It looked like they were going to be able to knock a few points off of the initial offer there, but it wasn't necessarily the points. I think it was the shorter term there that was more of what you were worried about.
That's exactly what we was worried about, buddy.
Okay. So, no, yeah, I mean, it's just... Sorry, continue.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, if I'm able to get on the underwriting side and maybe see if they can get a longer term, is it something you guys would necessarily even be entertaining? Or?
I'd entertain it, but we'd have to look at the whole picture on it, though, buddy. You know what I mean? How long?
Oh, of course.
I think... by what little bit of talking and stuff we've done, you kind of know where I'm at and how I figure things. So,
Was it a 9-month term we had you there on, or was it 11?
Oh, I don't know. It was something like that. I mean, it was pretty
approved.
I just wouldn't be able to handle it. It would have got us in worse shape. I would have screwed you and I both up. I'm afraid if I'd done something like that.
Well, no, yeah. And if it doesn't make sense for the business, by all means, it's not something to even proceed with. I think we got you approved here. We had a 12-month one, and then we had. Yeah, I think it was the 12 or 11-month one. But, you know, I'll see what I can maybe do if they can restructure it to maybe a little bit longer terms, if they can maybe knock a few points there off. I'll see what they can maybe do for you. And if anything does change, I'll definitely be the first person to contact.
Like I told you, and I can't remember your supervisor's name. What the hell was his name?
Ruben.
Yeah. I can't, you know, like I told both of you, I'm not the kind of guy who just tells somebody who wants lonely money, run out and freaking get it. A lot of people that way, but that's not me. That's what gets these people in freaking trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, see what else you can come up with in the future or whatever. Let me know, my friend.
I will, Ron. We'll be in touch.
Okay, pal. Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your week, man.
You too, buddy.
Bye.